There is a miracle kid walking amongst us. His name is Connor. He's a 12-year-old boy, and a tree root fell on him.
Oh, the whole tree.
The whole tree.
Yeah, but the roots were the thing that trapped him.
That crushed him. He was crushed by the bottom of the tree.
And this was his mum last night on the telly talking about his injuries.
Came out with a broken femur, 8 broken ribs, 2 collapsed lungs, a squashed heart, a hematoma on the side, and then he's had a full airway reconstruction.
But we saw him last night talking to paramedics and walking around. He is truly a miracle child, and his dad has joined us. Hey, John of Caboolture.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, we just started talking about this and you rang up. Can you correct anything that we haven't covered off on? Tell us about the tree, about the grandmother, everything.
Look, I wasn't actually there, so it was actually one of the hardest 35, 40 minutes of my life on the phone listening to all this. Me and his mother are quite close. We're obviously separated, but she had it on speakerphone, and I was sort of, you know, I wanted to be there with him.
God.
Yeah, no good. No good for anybody to go through.
Are we correct? We said the tree sprang back up. Is that...
So what happened was a big storm went through, made an absolute mess. So they went up, and the kid loves school. He hates having days off school, and his mother sort of said, well, just have the day off today. We'll go up and help grandma, you know, tidy up and go and do the good thing. And, yeah, that's what happened.
And so, literally, he was playing under the root. The tree came back and then pinned him to the ground.
Yeah, well, if you've seen that photo last night on the news of him standing in front of the tree, there was actually a photo taken about half an hour, 40 minutes before the accident actually occurred, because they were just amazed on how big the tree was, you know. So there was a couple of other kids standing there as well. But, they reckon it's fairly common. I go out west a fair bit, and a lot of the farmers say that it's, you know, it's a common thing for trees up then, but you just don't ever think it's going to happen to yours, you know.
John, his injuries were unbelievable. It must have been really touch and go there for a little while.
Yeah, we didn't know where we stood, to be honest with you. It was just one of those things. It was just a waiting game for us. It was very, very hard.
Kids are amazing. Tell me, what do you mean by squashed heart? Was the pressure so intense?
Well, when he actually came into the hospital, because I was actually there before the helicopter actually got there, just about 5 hours ago, I met him there, and he was like a balloon, and they just reckon all the capillaries after the pressure, they all sort of just release into your body, and they just expand, and he was like a balloon, but squashed the top of his heart, I believe they told us. But they weren't too concerned about the heart because they reckon it's so resilient. Like, the heart's one of those muscles where it'd be a really big, you know, big blow to sort of affect the heart. It was everything else that was, you know, Danny Old was told to be prepared. He may have some head issues. That was probably one of my biggest fears. Just hearing that, you know, from a doctor. it was one of those things we had to push through.
And is he, I mean, he looked amazing last night. Has he got long-term, you know, the prognosis is great?
We don't think that there's long-term. I mean, the problem with it is Connor's a very fit, strong-headed boy. Like, I do a lot of training. He does a lot of running.
Yeah.
He can't do that now. And to tell a 12-year-old that was doing it all before that he can't is... You know, it's not a nice thing to tell him.
Mm. And is that a permanent thing?
We don't think so. We've been told that it's time. Like, they told us every day that he's in hospital laying on his back is a week recovery. Then we worked it out with over 12 months recovery. Wow. The 2 squashed lungs, it's phenomenal what he's actually doing now, you know.
Kids are made of rubber, aren't they?
The main thing is he is here. It's an incredible story, and we thank you for sharing it with us, John.
No problems at all.